In Vav Yedaled Amud Aleph, let us again start from the beginning of the sugya of Almonas Yisad. Rami lei Abaye l'rove. Abaye est rove akashe. Mi oma Rabbi Yeshua einen emenes. Did Rabbi Yeshua say that we don't tell on chazoke? And she's not nemon to say lekosha nevalti. But Raminu aleshu akasha. Eyed Rabbi Yeshua and Rabbi Yehuda ben Seire al amonas ise shehi ksheira lekohune. Rabbi Yeshua said that amonas ise is kosha lekohune. So let us see Rashi. So Rashi says, mi oma Rabbi Yeshua eine nemenes, alme, loy mekmina lo achazoke, the Rabbi Yeshua holds, when it comes to yuchsin, we don't shtel on cheskes kashchas lekune. And Rabbi Yeshua himself said, almonas isa loshen sofik, that means an almone of a person who was a sofik, al almonas isa, shehi bo mikoyach sofik cholol kidelakamon. She was nibal from a sofik cholol. Shenitma bo sofik cholol. It became this arev in this almone, a sofik of a cholol. Kigoin. What is the case of a sofik cholol? Kigoin shezorak bal imoy harishin loget. The Baal HaRishen of Imoy threw to Imoy, this was not his father, this was the first husband. So he threw to his mother, to the Chalol's mother, a get. Sofik Koriv Loi, Sofik Koriv Lo. So when he threw the get, it's a Sofik if she became this garish with this get. Umeis, and then she was nift, then he died. The husband died. The nimtzeis zu sofik grusha. So now his mother was a sofik grusha from the first husband, sofik almona. V'nosa koyin, and now a koyin married her. V'hoilid mimenu ben, and the koyin had a ben. Zeu sofik cholo. So now the ben is a sofik cholo. Beheyid Rabbi Yeshua al almonosai shelzeh. So Rabbi Yeshua said, and the almone of this sofik cholo, sheik sheira, that she's mutter lekohune. Alme mukminen lo achazoke. So we see that Rabbi Yeshua himself holds that Yishtalam Chazake. Va'omrinon al tafsilenu lezu misofik. And we say we shouldn't pass along misofik. Kloima shemo balo chololoya. We have a sofik, maybe the bal was a cholol. And we say al tafsilenu misofik. And here Rabbi Yeshua says in our Mishneh, Aysam bedaberes, Aysam uberes. We don't know who was boil her, and Rabbi Yeshua says, "Let me pee on the chayim," and we don't tell her on chazaka. So this was Abaye's kasha to Rove. Omalei, so Rove answered Abaye, "Ochiashte, it's no kasha. Hosam isha niseis, baydekes v'niseis. Ochi isha mezane, baydekes v'mezane." So let us see Rashi. So Rashi says, Boidekes v'niseis. In the case of Almonas Isa, v'yesh loimah, so we can say that the imoy shel cholol that married a koyin, v'yesh loimah, shebotka acher oisen gerishin, she was boidek after the sofa gerishin, Vuhu gadlo, and she was informed, shekorav loyhoyu. Vuloin is gar sheklau. She never was giget. Valmona hoysa, okshayra lekoy. So he mentioned yesterday, she's marrying a koy. And if she is a grusha, so she'll be aimed be'isa kol yamer. So before she gets married, she'll be mevarer the sofer gerishin, what really occurred then? Did she become a grusha? Didn't she become a grusha? See, even though the world is unaware of this investigation, in to us, she's a sofik grusha, but Rabbi Yeshua holds we can assume if she married a kohen, she zicha was mevara the sofik. Isha niseis boidekes veniseis. So therefore, that what Rabbi Yeshua said, that almona is kosher, is because we can assume that the sofik cholol is really not a cholol. We can assume his mother was not nisgarish, and that's why she married the kohen. So that's why the almone is mutter. But isha mizane boidekes or mizane bitmiya, but if isha wants to be mizane with someone, either it's a chet lesho, or as we mentioned yesterday, the Rishash says, according to the Rambam, it's not even a chet. If there's only bia without kedushin, so we have no right to assume that she was boidek who the boil was. They both of them have a common interest of being mizanes faltik, so that alone is brings about the bila, and she's not boidek if he's kosher or posel. But einach hanami. Our cheskes kashrus, Rabbi Yeshua holds, we don't stell on cheskes kashrus. That was Rav's teretz Abaye's kashrus. But then Rav said, Omar Rav, so Rav said, but in Emerson, the kasha is not as poshut as you made it. The Rabbi Yeshua ad Rabbi Yeshua kasha, the Rav Gamliel ad Rav Gamliel oi kasha. That means this mission is not only a kasha on Rabbi Yeshua, it's a kasha on Rabbi Gamliel, it's a stir Rabbi Gamliel. Voktani Seife, the Seife of this Mishnah, that Rabbi Yeshua was made that the Almonas Isa Sheik Sheira, so on the Seife of this Mishnah says, Oma Lehen Rabbi Gamliel, Ki Baalnu Eidei Seiche, Umekabel, we hear what you said, but we're not maskim laloche, avol manase, shrei goza rabban yoichanim ben zake, shaloi lohi shiv bezden al kach. That bezden should never paskin that almonas isa is muta lakuna. Shekahanim shaymim lochem larachek, avol loy lakarek. That the kahanim will never be maskim to be matar an almonas isa lakuna. So we have here now a stira in Rabban Gamliel also. Let us see Rashi. The Rabban Gamliel ad Gamliel loy kashe bitmiya loy chayshes letratzinu. Oktoni seife dahi oma lehen. Rabban Gamliel told Rabbi Yeshua, kibalnu eiduschem. Namonim atem lonu shekach shematem. But Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai said, "Does Rabbi Yechmezak Shalosh Shebezn Al Kach LaHatira LeKune? Will never be Matah LeKune. The Vada Yasura. Shekanim Shaimim Lachem Im Taimru Asura. Avlo LeKarev Im Taimru Mutetz. So we have here a stir in Rabbi Gamliel also in our Mishnah. Ahoisam Medaberes, Ahoisam Uberes. Rabbi Gamliel Shteldam Chazake." And here, Rabbi Gamliel does not tell on Chazak. Ella Omar Rav. So we have to say a whole new mahalach to fa'em for Rabbi Gamliel, and then we'll understand it's a new mahalach to fa'em for Rabbi Yeshua also. The Rabbi Gamliel are the Rabbi Gamliel loy kashe. It's not kashe. Hosom bori ocho shem. Rabbi Gamliel in our Mishnah, she says, Lakosha Nivalti. So she's coming with a tainus bori. If you come with a tainus bori, a bori with a cheskes kashris, Taram Gamliel holds she is Nemo. Hocha, but the case of Almonas Issa, so the Almonim herself does not know what the Cholol is. He's a Safik Cholol. Safik Karavloi, Safik Karavloi, she doesn't know. So Mamela, so it's Chazaka alone without a Tainis Bori. Manishtala on Chazaka. Chazaka alone with a tiny shema, a filler am Gamliel holds, she's posalakuna. So now we're saying according to Ram Gamliel that she doesn't know if the cholol, the almona does not know if this was a cholol, is not a cholol. It was no baidekes isha nisays, baidekes venisays. Rabbi Yeshua, nami loy kasha. Osam chatzveike, hoche treisveike. Eises Rabbi Yeshua, asod, in the Mishnah, isem bedaberes, isem oberes, because there is only one suffering. Hoche treisveike. Hilka. Le Rabban Gamliel, according to Rabban Gamliel, olim le bori. He holds Bori helps Tafilu Bachatzveike Nami Masha. That he'll be matter even by one suffix. In the case of the Mishnah Isam Uberes, we have one suffix who the Boil was. But since she's coming with a tainus Bori, so he's Masha. Vikil a Shema, but if there's a Shema, so that the Shema is worthless. Tafilu Besveksveike Nami Posel. So in the case of Amonis Issa, that's a Svek Sveike, he also passes, because Amon is a Shema. Rabbi Yeshua, Olim Lei, Chat Sveike, Da Filo Babori Nami Posel. One Sofik, Kol Pasel, Afilo with a Tainus Bori, and that's the case of the Mishnah. Vikilei Svek Sveike, Da Filo Bishema Nami Masha, but Svek Sveike, he's Mekel. Zot Rashi. Hasam Bori Masnissin hi emeres Bori li shalakosha nivalti. Hachi gabi amonis isa ke heiched ledidon mesavkelon ledidon ami mesavkelon. She also doesn't know. Velekalem eme bori vishema bori yodiv. Chatzveike, masnisen chatzveike. Sofik nivalo le kosha. Sofik nivalo le posel. Sherei le bo zele foneinu. We never know. We never saw the boil. Vilu bo, shemo yinu makirim boishu posel. So we have a sofik. Maybe he is a posel. I don't know who he is, but there's a sofik. Maybe he's a posel. Ochi gabi almonis isa, treisveike. Here are the two sveikes. Imoi shall sofik choloze. What are the two sveikis by Almonas Issa? Imoi, the mother shall sofik choloze. Bo noiled a sofik. The sofik was noiled by her. Vihi atzma loy nesro elo mi sofik. And she was only nesa, only mi sofik. Vizu shebo machmas bino. Now the almone that she is a suffix because of her son. Korilo svek sveike. So this is called a svek sveike. So the Rishash explains this is a very difficult svek sveike. But this is really only one suffix that originated by the mother of the Sofik Cholo. She's a Sofik Grusha that married a Kohen. And now everything else is a Poel Yaitzi of the Sofik. So her son is a Sofik Cholo. The Almona of her son is a Sofik Nivalola Cholo. What are the Svek Svekers over here? Why is this called a Svek Sveker? So the Rishash says that according to this Pshat and Rashi, we mean there are two sveikis, that two different chazokis
paskind leheta. That means on the mother, there was a suffix, was she nizgarish? Wasn't she nizgarish? So she had a cheskes eishes ish, that she wasn't nizgarish. So we have cheskes eishes ish, that tells us that the mother wasn't nizgarish. By the almone, we had a suffix, did she become posalikune from her husband? Didn't she become posalikune? So we have a cheskes kashrus lakune. So we have two, that means we have two sveikes, with two distinct chazokes, which are mater halikune, the almone. The almone has two chazokes working for her. Mashenken, in the case of the Mishneh, she was nival from a person, and she is a cheskes kashrus. There's only one chazoke that is working for her. That's how the Rishash wants to say pshat in this Rashi. Now Rashi says a new pshat in the Gemara. Umidivrei Rabbi Yosef Toiv Elem Motzosi. Now I saw from Rabbi Yosef Toiv Elem a different pshat in Almona Sisa. What is the different pshat? Isha Shahoya Baila Svek Sveke. A woman that her husband alone was a Svek Sveke. Kigoy. His mother was nizgarish from her first husband. So she's a Sofik Grusha. Umeis b'seich shloisha chadosha. Then this first husband died. V'niseis l'koyin teich shloisha chadosha. And now she married a koyin teich shloisha. V'yoldo es ze. And now she gave birth to this child. So we have here, and when we're done on the kashrus of the child, we have itake an emesis svek sveke. Sofik shehu ben tisha l'rishin. Maybe this child is the son of the rishin. If he's the son of the rishin, there's no shaila whatsoever. V'kosha. V'afilu hoise megereshes. Afilu we will assume that she was giget. Sherei koidim liget nisabro. Before she ever got to get, she was nisabro. Oh, yefilu acha get. Afilu after the get, he was boil. Vahu Yisrael, and he's a Yisrael. So, if he is the child of the first husband, izicha not a cholol. The first husband was a Yisrael. So Memele, and if he's the son of the first husband, he's a Yisrael, he's not a Chol. We Yisrael v'loikai. V'sofik, now we have a second sofik. Ben Shiva la'achoy. Maybe he is the son of the second husband, he's a Ben Shiva la'achoy. U'b'noi shel koyinu. Now, if he is the son of the koyin, v'rei'u sofik cholol. So now, if he is the son of the Kohen, now he's a Sofik Cholol. Harei Svek Sveike. So here, this Cholol, the Tzdodim, that he is a Cholol, we have two Svekes to tell us, maybe he's not a Cholol. Shema Einoi B'noi Shal Kohen. Maybe Stamos is not the son of the Kohen. Maybe the mother wasn't a grusha. Elo almone. Olohochi kori lo isa sheyeshbo eiruvi sveikis harbe. Almonis isa, this is almone of a person who has a taruvis of sveikis in him. Ke isa zu she he belusa, just like an isa is created from different ingredients, her husband had different study asofik if he's a chol or not. Bahad amrina le kamon kol shenutma ba sofik cholo, that's called amonis isa, einu perusha. Kol shenitmu bo, it became nisarev in her, that means she was nivul. Eiruvei sofik cholol. This is the Rishash's girsa. it became nisariv in her a taruvis of sveikis if he's a cholo. Nitma nisariv. Tana Rabon. Let us go further. So we have over here al koponim Rami Yashiv, Rab Gamliel, Rab Yeshua, Almonas Ise, according to Rab Yeshua's kosher, because it's a svek sveike. According to Rab Gamliel, she's posel, because it's a tiny shema. Tana Rabon. Eizahu, now we're going to have a baraisa, and the whole baraisa is shver, and then the Gemara is going to explain the baraisa. Tana Rabon. Ezehu almonas isa. Who falls into the category of an almonas isa, which is kosher? Kol she'ein bo loy mishum mamzeiretz, v'loy mishum nesinitz, v'loy mishum avdei melochem. So the Gemara, the Vayl understood pshan de bereise, almonas isa means an almone of a person who there are sveikis in his kashrus, but the sveikis are not if he's a mamza, the sveikis are not if he's a nosin, the sveikis are not if he's an evet, the savik is if he's a cholo. Then he's an almonis, then she is an almonis isa, that's kshayra lekule. But if he had sveikis, if he's a mamza, or nosin, or evet, then she won't be kosher. That's how the Gemara understood Pshat and the Barais. Let us see Rashi. Eizehu, eizuhi almonas isa, she'idu aleo shehi ksheiro. Kol she'ein be'eiruvei sveikoiseo, in her sveikis, loisofik mamzeiris, v'loisofik nesinis, v'loisofik avdei melochim, elosofik cholo levavai. He's a sofik cholo, then will be marsher her according to Rabbi Yeshua. Mishim hochi noket avdei melochim. Really, the beraisa means to say there's no sofik that there's no sveikis that her husband was an evet. What's avdei melochim? Mishim hochi noket avdei melochim. Mishim avdei shloime shohayu ashirim. Shloime melech her avodim. They were wealthy, ubal Yisroya, they were powerful, v'nosu lehem v'nois Yisroel. Chagoyin Zari shel Hudis, another case of Avdei Melochim, the children, the descendants of Hudis, shoye eved lebeis chashmeinoi, v'govro yodo yomolach. So l'chayre, by his children, they're Avdei Melochim, they themselves are Melochim. V'kitzel, he says, the Tanakh calls them Avdei Melochim because the way they got they intermarried into Klal Yisroel was because they had wealth and power. About Al Koponim, the Beraisa says that the only case that an Almonis Isa is kosher is Davke if the husband was a Sofik Cholo. But if he was a Sofik Mamza, Sofik Nosen, Sofik Eved, the Almona is not kosher. Omer Rabbi Meir. Now, Rab Meir says, Shamati, I heard, kol she'ein bo echot mikol eilu, masiyin lekuhune, if he doesn't have any of these sveikis, nosin mamza evit, masiyin lekuhune. Now, this is also shreklich modne. I mean, what is Rab Meir saying? He's just repeating what they said. Shamati, so Rashi says, L'kame porich, hainu tanakame. Well, you're repeating what the tanakame said. The tanakame, nami hochiyoma, the mishum de'ein bo echad mikol eilu, hiido aleo lahakshe. So what is Rameya saying? Rab Shimon ben Elozer oimer mishum Rameya. Now, Rab Shimon ben Elozer said, Rameya said something else. V'chein hoye Rab Shimon ben Menasya oimer kidvoro. That Rameya said something else. Eizehu almonis ise kol shenitma bo sofik cholo. And almonis ise is kol shenitma bo sofik cholo. And then it was Messiah makirin Yisroel mamzeirim shabeneim ve'ein makirin chalolim shabeneim. Now what does this mean? So Rashi says, Makir in Yisrael mamzerim shebeneim, v'sofik mamzer yesh lecho lahachsha. So sofik mamzer, if the husband was a sofik mamzer, that we should be machsha dalmone. The imamzer have meida have yodibe. If he is a mamzer, people would know about it. Makirim b'nei Yisroel, makirim Yisroel, mamzerim shebeneim. So a wife of a sofik mamzer is ichamuta, because if it's only a sofik, so that means he's not a mamzer. Ve'ein makirim chalolim shebeneim. But the sofik chalolim, Klal Yisroel doesn't know. V'sofik cholol, yesh lechol lifsel. Sofik cholo, then you have to passel. So memela, so now we have a shreklich problem. The baraisa in this lashon Rameya also doesn't make sense. We started off by saying ezel monis isa, that's muta, koshenit babo sofik cholo. So that means it's muta. Then he feels zois, a sofik mamzer is muta, a sofik cholo is also. So Rashi says, Ulakame Porich, the Gemara is going to ask, Amrit Reisha, Ezeu Almonis Ise, Koshanit Babasavik Kolo, Almasavik Kolo Kosher. That's what you started off. And then you say, no, Savik Kolo is possible because, the Ein Makirin Yisrael Sveikir Shebinayim. Yeah. Now, let's go for it. Now the Gemara is going to explain this whole Baraisa. Omama. The Baraisa started Ezuhi Almonas Isa. That is kosher. Kosher ain bo loy mishum mamzeris. V'loy mishum nesinis. V'loy mishum avdei melochim. That means there are none of these tzveikas in her husband. Hacholu. But if he's a Suffolk cholo, kosher. That's what you're saying. He says that if the husband has sveike mamzeres on the sinus or abdus in him, then she's posel. If he has sveikes of chalolos in him, she's kosher. Ha cholo, is the sveike cholo kosher? Frek the Gemara, maishna. What's the difference between Sofik Mamzer or Sofik Cholo? Maishna Hanoch V'yereise. A Sofik Mamzer passels on Isha Lekune. We learn that from Apostolic Baskoin Kisili Ishzor Kivin Shanivolo L'Apostol L'Apostol. A Sofik Mamzer passels B'Biyose Lekune. So you're telling me that even though it's a Sofik Mamzer, but it's a Psul D'Yeraisa, so we're Machme. It's Cholol Nami D'Yeraisa. So Cholol also passes on Isha Minatayre. So if we're clearing by Kashrus Lekune, is this Amona Kosha Lekune, we're clearing about an Isha D'Yeraisa if she married a Sofik Mamzer or a Sofik Cholol. So why by Sofik Mamzer, she's posel. And Sofik Cholo, she's muta. That's kasha number one. Let us see Rashi. Ha cholo kasha mishum Sofik Cholo loy poselo. Al Sofik Cholo didn't posel her. So the Gemara is k'maishna hanoch the poselo Sofik ditu. Mamzer nosin evid a Sofik posels. Because it's a deraisa, mishum devado on poislin minatoire bebiya, because avadei mamza passels an ishe lakune bebiya. The navkalon beyevomis, we learn out from a posik mechisiya leizor, baskoyin kisiya leizor, kiven shenivalo leposolo poslo. She feels nivel from a person that's posolakol, so she becomes posol. Ischolo nami? Vadai posel mideraiz a cholol. If a isha is nibble from a cholol, also posels minatoy. How do we know? The alfina lohosom melo yechalol zaroi. This is speaking about that a koyin should not marry a grusha, because by marrying a grusha, he'll be mechalol his zera. So the Gemara, so his child will become a cholo. Is makish zaroi loy. So we're makish the zera of the kohen to the kohen. Mahu, when the kohen is bo ala grusha, who poisel bibiyose, he passes the grusha, she becomes now a chalola. Avzaroi poisel. So the cholo will be boil on ishe, abiyas heta, also passes. Vohu gufei nafkelon, how do you know that a koyin passes the grusha? Milo yechalel, shneiche lulim b'mash, but it doesn't say lo yachal, it says lo yechalel, echad lezaroi ve'echad leishto. So bekitzer, that is the first. So the Gemara asks, "V'teipek lei dahosam roi psulim etzlo, v'hoche roi ksheirim etzlo." So the Gemara asks, "Afilu according to Rabbi Yeshua, Rabbi Yeshua was medame medaberes to shvuya. Here's becheska shenivalo, and here's becheska shenivalo." And just like by Shvuya, Becheska Shanibalo, she's not Neman to say Loi Nivalti. So yes, by Medabere, since she's Becheska Shanibalo, she's not Neman to say Lekosha Nivalti. So like the Gemara, there's a big chilik. Oh. To Tatana Kamase. Visu, Kasha number 3. Abshimin ben Alozo Eimer Mishim Rameya. Cheno yir Rab Shimon ben Menashe yomer kedvor veizel almonas isa that is kosher nitma bo sofik cholo. So you're saying a sofik cholo that married an isha she's kosher, and then he's mesayim makirim yisol mamzerim shebenei. Klal yisol know who the mamzerim are. So if this is only a sofik mamza, we can assume it's another mamza. We have to be machma. Ba'amrit reishe cholol kosh. The reishe you said that a safik cholol is kosher, and now you say it's safik cholol is possible. So the whole baraisa from the beginning to the end, we don't understand. It's a very difficult baraisa. Omar Rabbi Yochanan. So Rabbi Yochanan is going to tell us a new pshat in Gansen, the whole bereis. Mamzer tzovach v'cholo shoysik. You have a person. They called him a mamzer. He scrimped. He scrimped back. He didn't swallow this down. He scrimped. V'cholo shoysik. Call him, I'm saying pshat in the Gemara the way Rashi learns pshat. The cholol shoysik. You call the same person, you call him a cholol, then all of a sudden he's a sablon. He's shoysik, he doesn't say anything. Such a person, we're talking about such a person that he was belittled with two chirufim. When they called him a mamzer, he was a tzovach. When they called him a cholol, he was a shaysik. And this whole baraisa is speaking about this person. And there's three different opinions about this person. Ika binayu. That's the machlokes. Tanekama sova. The Tanekama holds. Kol posel de korilei vishosik posel. Every posel, the korilei, they called them this psul, they called them a mamza, they called them a nosen or an evid, vishosik posel. Vochi koma tanekam. Eizehu almonas ise. Who is an almonas ise? An almone of sveikis. Kol she'ein bo loy shesuk mamzeres. If there was no shtike when they called them a mamza. V'loi shtuk nesinitz. And when they called him a nosen, he didn't keep quiet. V'loi shtuk abde melochim. V'loi shtuk cholol. Even though he didn't speak about cholol. But the Tanakama holds a Suffolk Mamza, a Suffolk Cholol is if we didn't have this oifen of Biru. That means if Yanner is a Suffolk, so he's a Suffolk. A Suffolk is a Suffolk, a Sveksveke, he's Boilanisha. No problem, she's Mutalikud. But if we had this Bechine, we had a birur of shtike, this person was called a mamzer, a nosin, an eved, a cholol, and he kept quiet. That's not a monosis. I know what he is. I hear. He's a posel. So then she's posel. Let us see Rashi. Omar Rabbi Yochanan, mamzer tzovak v'cholol shoyseki kebinai. Odom shekoyren oisei mamzer hu tzovak. Shekoyren oisei cholo shoysek, ike bein rameya le tanekame. Ubein tanekame de breise, alibe de rameya. Rab Shimon ben Elozar, alibe de rameya. Yeah. Tanekame sova. Tanakamasava, kol posel de korile vishosik posel. Teidoyi. Vachol she'enbo loimishu mamzeris, de koma ashtikiskoi. So the Tanakama says that as almonis isa that is kosher if there was no shtikis of mamzeris, of anything, of any psu. V'hochi koma, eizeu almonis iso lahachshir, kol she'ein bo loishtuk mamzeiris loishtuk nesines, v'kiven de tolo taime b'shtike, that shtike spells out hidot, is hu adin l'cho shtukei posel. Any shtuki of psul, if he was belittled, they called him apostle, and he kept quiet. His apostle, leutzrach limnais es kulam. So even though the Tane Kame spoke about three psulim, he's not a roichel. He means every psul. Ubeezoi hechsheiroi. So when is an almonis ise kosher? Beishis Sofik Cholo Sha'onu Makirim Esfeka. Well, we know of the Sofik. Shnizgar She'ima Yisofik. The mother was Nizgarish Misofik. Avo Mi She'ein Makirim Boy. But a person we don't know. We don't know him from Adam. Vishamanu She'poislin Oisoi. Vishoisik Pos. That's what the Tanakamo. So the Tanakamo is every shoysik is possible. That's what the Tanakama says. The Koma Lei Rameya. Now let's get back to the Gemara. Rameya said, Omer Rameya, Shamati Kol Shein Bo Echod Mikol Eilu Masiyin Lekohune. So the Kamale Rameya, no, he says that you Tanakama, you spoke about three cases that shtike passels, but you did not only mean three cases. You meant any case of shtike will passel. The Kamale Rameya and Rameya told the Tanakama, no, Hanoch hu de kaposele bekol. These three psulim, which are psule kol, this passels, if he kept quiet, that's how he do. Avol shesuk cholo. But if they called him a cholo, kosher, he's kosher. Vahod de shosik mishum de laich pislei. It doesn't bother him. What are you calling him? You're calling him a cholo. So what? He can't. He'll passel abas Yisrael. He can't do him. That doesn't bother him. As long as he didn't call him a psul kol, it doesn't bother him. So a shtike of chalolis does not mean anything. The kol malei rameya, דווקא הני, אבל שטוק חולול לא יפוסל. והוד נשוסק, why did he keep quiet? לב משום דאוידי, that doesn't mean he's moide, משום דאוידיך פסלי, it doesn't bother him. הויל ולב פסול קולול. והיינו דקומה, so that's what Rameya told the Tanakhama. כל שאין בו אחד מכל אלו שטיקייס, מסיין נשייסיים לקונה, this is the רשאש's גירסה. He says, Davke, these three what you mentioned is Mishil Vafilu Yeshboy Vafilu Yeshboy Shtuk Cholom. As long as there's no Shtuki Mamzeres, Nasinis and Abdis, so Mamela, this Shtika doesn't mean anything. It means you want to build from, he was called a Cholol and he kept quiet. That doesn't mean anything. As long as you're not passing him a call, it doesn't bother him what you're saying. So Mamela, he keeps quiet. So that is the machloikis between the Tanekame and Ramei. Now, what now we have here, Rab Shimon ben Elozo Mishum Ramei. Now what are they saying? Bekomalei Rab Shimon ben Elozo Letanekame de Ramei. Now, Rab Shimon Elozo said, no, that what you're saying over from Rameya, you're saying over from Rameya, Rameya holds that Shtukei Psulei Kol is possible, Shtukei Chalolis is kosher. That's what you said, B'Shem Rameya. So they said, no, not the way you said it. Ishmielach the Machshe Rameya B'Shtik, if you heard, Rameya said that even though he's shoysik, he's kosher, loy de korul lei cholol v'shosik. No. They called a cholol v'shosik, then according to Rameya, he's posel. Ele de korul lei mamzer v'shosik. No, a mamzer v'shosik, then he's kosher. You mixed up the yitzris. That means that's true. Rav Meir differentiated between a cholol and a mamzer, but the other way around. V'nahapachu. We called them a mamzer nishosik, so memele, that's nothing. We called them a cholol v'shosik. Oh, that's a raitake, he's a cholol. V'hai d'shosik. Well, they call them mamzer v'shosik. That a chol of v'shosik is not kosher. They call him mams of v'shosik. V'hai d'shosik. So now, well, let's understand this. Why a mams of v'shosik is kosher? So v'a mams of kolei yisrael. Makirim yisrael mamzerim shebeneim. That means he calls him a mamzer, so he's scared. I mean, listen, if I'd be a mamzer, would be all over town. Makirim Yisrael Mamzerim Shebneim. All of a sudden you woke up, I'm a mamzer. It's not like that. So Mamela, so it's just hadir what you're saying. It's nothing. Makirim Yisrael Mamzerim Shebneim. So Mamela, so I don't have to disagree with you. Vahai the shosik so the mamzer kole islay. Aval mamzer v'tzovach cholo v'shoisek posel. But if he was a mamzer v'tzovach, and this is Meiridik, when he called him a mamzer, he was tzovach. That was he tzovach. We'll see in a minute. It's very modern. He was tzovach. Called him a mamzer. He's mamzer v'shosak. There's no kasha. Why yishosak? Mamzer v'tzovach. So we think, no, it's the hakolshke in there. Mamzer v'tzovach. Now, mamzer, so Rashi l'shitose, the way we're learning Rashi, that they were speaking about that he was called two names. They called him a mamza v'tzovach. He started screaming back. Then he called Yenner, so they mamza v'tzovach, and he screamed. cholo v'shoisik, and they called him a cholo v'shoisik. That means the same person, the same savlan or kaisen, call him whatever you want. When they called him a mamza, he was tzavach. When they called him a cholo, he was shoisik. Posel. This person is posel. V'hai de ishtik. So why was he quiet? V'hai de ishtik, tzavach. Mistaye the Laimafki Lay Mikol. So it's better to keep quiet, they should not be mafik me mikol. Now let us see what Rashi says. Vikoma Lay Rameya. Now we have here a machloikes. We have here a Vikoma Lay Rabshima Latanikama. Lav le Tanakama de Braise come. We're not talking about the Tanakama of the Braise. The Hirabononi. El Tane Shoshona Divre Ramei be Beis HaMedrash. The first Tane that brought Ramei in the Beis HaMedrash. For Omar, Beshem Ramei Shemati Kol She'ein Bo Echen Mikol Eilu Masin Likune. That Ramei differentiated by different shtikis. She told him, if you heard from Rameya that there's a difference between different shtikis, Ishmielach v'hochi koma. This is what he said. Eizoi hi almonis ise. Kol shenitma bo sofik cholo. She'ein makirin es psuloi. Kol shenitma bo sofik cholo. She'onu makirin es psuloi. She'isa imoi sofik rusha. Eizis. Almonas Isa is we make the psul. So that's a sofik and a sveksveik. Some emele, so then she's mutter. Avo shosik cholo. Ve'ein onu makirim boy posul kitanekam. But a shosik cholo is posul. Like the tanekam. Just like the tanekam also, the rabbonin also say that a shosik cholo is posul. So the Shimon Alonzo's Rameya also holds. Umiyu boho polig Rameya atanekama. Rameya is not like the Tanakama. The Ihu kol posel the shosik bay posel. According to the Tanakama, every posel that shosik is posel. That was the shtikter of the Tanakama. Well, the Rameya cholo shosik hu de posel. A cholo shosik is posel. De sovar mistaye de loy mafki lay mikol. It's good. He calls me a cholo. It's better to be quiet now. Let's not open up a can of worms. He calls me a cholo. Good. Mistaye de loy mafki lay mikol. Vimani tzovach Yachizu olai, so I'll start screaming, so v'yivoda psuli bibiru. They'll know my psul, that I'm really a apostle b'kol. V'achshov, ein mekirim, because Yisrael chalolim shebeneim. So memele, so I better keep quiet. No one will know the difference, and he calls me a cholo, let me keep quiet. If I'll start making an argument, they'll find out that I'm really a mamza. Avo shosik mamza kosher. I de shosik saba ko yeidim sheni mamza, makirim Yisrael mamzerim shebeineya. The Tosfos HaRosh brings down the Rabbeinu Meir, that learns pshat, in this Rashi, that Hamerdi gesagt, Mamzer Tzovach Becholo Shosik. Mamzer Shosik, according to Shimon Elozer, is kosher. Why didn't you open? He's not like the Tamekame. Why didn't you open up your mouth? Why should I open up my mouth? Yoidim Yisroel Mamzerim Shebenei. So Mamzer Shosek, there's no reyes whatsoever that he's a Mamzer. Why didn't he speak up? There's nothing but to talk about. Everyone knows. Yoidim Yisroel Mamzerim Shebenei. That's Mamzer Shosek. Now it says Mamzer Tzovach V'cholo Shosek Ikebinai. So there's a shaklacha problem over here. Mamzer Tzovach, he called him a Mamzer, and he screamed back, and not a Mamzer. So he asks Akasha, the first one, let's talk about two people. We have two people, Shimon and Reuven. They called Shimon a Mamzer. Shimon is quiet. So we say, you want to bring a raya that Shimon's the mamzer? Nah, he's not a mamzer. He's shosak. Why should I talk with you? Yoidim Yisrael mamzerim shebeneim. There's nothing. Everyone knows it's mamzer plappling. It's nothing. So he's shosak. So the shtika is no raya. We call Reuven a mamzer. Reuven is tzovach. So Rav Shimon also says, oh, he's a mamzer. That's what that mamzer tzovach b'chol shosek ikebenai. Fregt Toisus Harosh. I mean, what's the good? Not everyone is from the Nelovim ve'ena Moldim. They called him a mamzer, so he screams. He's a mamzer because you called him a mamzer and he screams. He's a mamzer. Good. It won't bother his prestige. So he screamed. I mean, as the chamen, she's a boss of a dom. What's pshat in Rav Shimon Alos Alibed Arameya? That's a problem. So he says, we're talking about, according to Rashi, we're talking about one person. We called him a mamza and he screamed. We called him a cholol. He kept quiet. Now, there's a kash on him. If he's a nervous person and a person that he can't stand you ba'avling him, you called him a cholol. So say the same thing, I'm not a cholol. If you're not a cholol, taka, you should have screamed also. We see you know how to scream. He called you a mamzer, you screamed. So now, from this pattern, mamzer tzovach v'cholo shosek, we see like this. He's a mamzer taka. He's taka mamzer. So when you call him a mamzer, so forget by the ganav brent unto the hittel, so memela, he called him a mamzer, he screams another mamzer. You call him a cholo, so he holds, I better keep quiet. Let's not bring up the issue, because if they'll start being mevara, a mamza, I have to protest, he thinks, because if I don't protest, I'll find out I'm pack a mamza. So a mamza is makrish. A cholol, he's shoysik. Why is he shoysik? Because he wants, let's not bring up the issue, because if they'll start being mevara maichis, they'll find that I'm a mamza. So that's the pattern, according to Rav Shimon ben Elozar Alibed Rameya, the same person. That's what Rabbi Nemeya says Pshat in Rashi. Rashi before also said it. In that Mamzer Tzovach V'Cholol Shosik Ikabinay. That means that he holds if you have, and that's not, now understand. Let's see again the Loshon Rashi. Mi B'Hopolig Rameya Tanekame. The Tanekame holds. Cholol shosak is posel. Mi bo poligamet hanakama. Do you call posel the shosak posel? La rameya cholol shosak hu the posel. The sova mistaye dloy mafkilei mikol. It's good that they're not mafkimi mikol. Vimani tzovach yachizo alayvi yivode psuli bebiru. They'll find out who I am. Bach shvei mekirim yisol chalolam shebenayim. Avul shosik mamzer kosher. Dai de shosik sova ko yoidim sheni mamzer. Mekirim yisol mamzerim shebenayim. This is how Rashi learned Pshat in this whole Baraisa. So we have here, over here, according to Rashi, we have here the Tanakama holds every psul that Shosak is possible. That's the Tanakama. Anything. Cholol. Rameyer says every psul is possible, but cholol is kosher because laich pesla. You call him apostle a call, and then a person normally should scream. But you call him a cholol laich pesla. That's Rav Meir, he's chaylik on the Tanakame. And then we have here Rav Shimon Elazar Ribbe the Rav Meir. The Rabbeinu Meir and the Tosfos Rosh Hashanah according to Rashi, that a mamzer shosek is kosher, because yoidim makirim Yisroel mamzerim shebeneim, mamzer tzovach, the cholol shosek. So then, he's a mamzer. Then you have to clarify he's a mamzer. That's how that's Lachera Rashi's Mahalach. We paskin like the Tanakhame, and before we see Tosfos, I'd like to mention that, so according to the Tanakhame, we don't have any complications. According to the Tanakhame, every person, you insult him, and he keeps quiet, so you can put a tag on him now. So this person is, he's posolikol. Zameiradike ran that brings down a raivet. The raivet says as follows. Zameiradike zach. You call someone and he as a balmidus nachoichet dazu, so, he's possible a call. You take him, the shatchon and take him off the list already. We don't marry him. So the raivet says, kol elu sha'amru al Shesukeyem Shem Psulim, by Omru Elo Bedeiris Harishainim. This was Bizman Chazal. Why? Shahoyu Bezdin Niskokin Allah Herpes, Shahoda Macharef Eschavere. Bizman Chazal, if someone insulted someone else, it did not go away easily. Koyre Loi Eved, if you call someone an Eved, Vuhu Benidui. Mamza Saifik Esar Boim. That means the Bizman Chazal Bezdin was very metaktic. It's not as it wasn't a Hefkevelt. You can't insult someone. So if someone insulted me, so why didn't you step to Bezdin? The Yesh Din V'Yesh Dayim. Why did you go to Bezdin? V'Zeshe Shosak V'Loibo LeBezdin. This is modern. This is not called a Balmidis. This, if Yen is doing an Avla, and Bezdin will take care of him. I mean, this person is another Mamazik. He insults people. And then Fakelt, it's a Choplon, and Bezdin takes care of such people. Vulaibola Bezdin, Kvahoide. So that's already saying, if you don't want to come to Bezdin, so that means, you don't want Bezdin to get involved in this ASIC over here, so that means that's called the Hidor, because Bezdin will find out that he's right, and you're taka mamzer or never. Avol achshav. But nowadays, you come to Bezdin, Bezdin has tight hands. What's gonna be? Bezdin can't do anything. Hashoisik ala marive hareza mishubach. That's a boilam pib b'shas marive. The oilam stands on him. He's a bal madrege. Elo, but the raivet says, Elo im kein koirim loy shaloy b'shas marive. If they're not in the middle of an argument, in the middle of nothing, Yannick comes and calls him a mamza without any disputes, that is also a haidor. That's a haidor, and that's how the Raivet learns Pshat. The Taisus HaRosh, the Ran also brings down this Pshat. Okay, the Taisus, but really we won't appreciate the Taisus HaRosh till we see Taisus. So let us first see Taisus. Let us see Amonas Ise. Perish Bekuntaris, Shnei Pirushim. Rashi said, two pshotim by Amonis Issa of Svek Sveike. Ushneim dchukim, both pshotim are dochuk. Domrinin lekamen ezi Amonis Issa. The Gemara says late ezi Amonis Issa, kol shenitma bo sofik cholo. That's Amonis Issa. Umati mua shayach b'meshe niseis l'sofik cholo. That means, nitba means nis'arev. It became mixed up in her a sofik cholo. Now if you have a woman that married a sofik cholo, Taisa says the loshen nitma, it's not the correct loshen. Number one. Number two, the ain loshen isa neifel alod amechod almanas isa. According to Rashi, so who's the isa? The cholol, the suffer cholol is an isa. Ella al mishpoche shayech loshen isa. If you're speaking about a whole mishpoche, you can call them an isa. Kedamrinen kol arotzeis isa l'eretz Yisrael, eretz Yisrael isa lebovel. That's talking about the purity in Yichus. So the Kol Arotzes is a mishmash, and it's who knows what's in there. Eretz Yisrael is Issa LeBovel. Bovel Vaisteis was there already. They were Mavara, the Yechusim in Bovel. But they Sefte Tanya, Mivnei Ma'omru Issa Psula. Why is an Issa apostle? Mivnei Sveike Chalolim. Because there are sveikei chalolim. Uma sveikei chalolim shach le'ilu apirushim. Rashi is too pshotim, it's not sveikei chalolim. He's a sofik cholol. Sveikei chalolin means you have more than one cholol. According to Rashi, you have a sofik cholol, whatever it is, one sofik, two sveikes. So it's not called sveikei chalolim. V'nire l'ri u'l'rivo, di iso koirei ha'mishpoche shenitma bohem sofik cholol echod oi harbe sveike chalolim. That means you have a mishpoche, and there were, in the mishpoche they became ma'urev b'rvois ha'yomim sveike chalolim. That means, so, in other words, it's called Sofik Echad Beguf V'Sochad Echad B'Tarubis. That means as follows. There were Sveikei Chalolim that were born, the way Rashi said the case was. There were women, Sofik Rushes, that married Kahanim, fine. And they had children. And it seems that these children, there were different Sveikis, and they became Ma'urev in a Mishpoche. They became Ma'uriv in the Mishpacha. These Sveike Chalolim became Ma'uriv in the Mishpacha. And Bevois HaYomim, we don't know, now you have a tremendous Mishpacha. You have 20 families, and in these 20 families, we can assume maybe 5 of these 20 families, the husbands are Sveike Chalolim. So now, on each family, on each Almone, Akler Ashayla, who was your husband? If you'll have 20 almonis from these, so on each almone, there's a suffix who said she married a suffix cholo. That's number one. And if she didn't marry the suffix cholo, who says he was a cholo? It's only a suffix cholo. So that's called almonis ise. That means an almone from a mishpoche, that he became this arev and this mishpoche sveike chalolim. So now, each almone has a svek sveike. Attack in our mishpacha, we, there are 20 women in our mishpacha that got married. From these 20 women, we have to declare maybe 5 of us married a sofik cholo. 5 of the 20 women married a sofik cholo. So memele, but we don't know, so each woman has a suffix. Did I marry a suffix cholo? I don't know who I married. And then, that's one suffix. Could be, I'm not from the 5 women, I'm from the 15 women. And then afilo, I did marry the Suffolk cholo. Who says he's a cholo? He's a Suffolk cholo. Nira l'riya l'riva de'isa kairei ha'mishpoche shenitma b'em Suffolk cholo. Lecha de'habi sveike cholovim. Lachi choshvel l'kamon svek sveike. The chol echad mibnei ha'mishpoche Suffolk im hu oisai Suffolk shenisar. Them all of the men is a Suffolk. Am I the Suffolk cholo? Imla, and then if then there's a suffix. Lekamin garsinen ezel ise kol shenitma bo legarsinen almonis. Hochi, we're talking about ise, because an ise kol ise shenitma bo sveike chalol. Hochi ise birishalmi. So we're talking about ise. So an ise is nisarim suffix chalolim. An almonis ise is an almoni that comes from this mixed up mishpoche. That's called almonis ise. Vafilu garsinin almonis kosher nitma bo koya ise. It's not going on the almoni. That was Tosfos Kasha and Rashi. Nitma bo was not masim. Bim taim the perikas or yuchsim mashm the afilu man the machshir almonis ise moide bebas the psule. The daughter will be posel. Amonis kashin, the daughter is poska, behodom marav chizda, akomoidem, amonis isa, shulakuna, vafuki, mani, tanoidis, nan, hey, rabbi shu, mali, amos, akaponim, so the sugya would seem that the bonis are posel. So now we have a svek sveika on the